AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Have you finished your holiday shopping and gotten all the gifts wrapped? Certainly not, right? AP correspondent Ann DiNocenzio reports some people get a kick out of last-minute shopping.
I've talked to a lot of people at the malls and on the streets, and they love it. They just think this is the tradition that they've embraced. But I think there are a lot more procrastinators out there this week compared to last year. A lot of stores are telling me this, and it's because Christmas is falling on a Sunday, and so it's a full week, and people really feel like they can shop this whole week.
Some of the holiday travelers who left New York City this morning are still on the road tonight.
The double-decker megabuses are lined up here on the far west side of Manhattan, going everywhere from D.C. to Toronto. Jordan Thompson is trying to go visit family in Baltimore, but missed her bus.
A lot of times the bus is pretty late, and of course the one day that I'm running a few minutes behind, I miss it, and I'm here in the standby line. The buses look pretty full today, so I'm a little bit worried about when I'm actually going to get out of here. But, you know, we'll see. I just have to be patient.
And when traveling during the holidays, it's best to pack some patience. Julie Walker, New York.
It could be a cold Christmas for more than 1,000 people who live in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. A vehicle struck a natural gas line early today, causing an explosion and a fire in Baraka County. In a video released by the Islamic State group, the suspect in the Berlin truck attack is seen pledging allegiance to the group's leader. The video was released online today. It appears to have been taken by the suspect himself near the scene of Monday's attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. The mother of that man, Anas Amri, says the world may never know why he may have rammed a truck through a holiday crowd at a Berlin Christmas market on Monday, killing 12 people. This is AP Radio News. The president has signed a new defense bill designed to sustain momentum in countering the Islamic State group.
President Obama signed into law a defense policy bill that authorizes $611 billion to run the military in 2017. While the president praised provisions designed to further combat the Islamic State group, he offered harsh criticism to Congress's insistence on keeping the military base at Guantanamo Bay open. The president also says Congress failed to use the defense spending bill to reduce wasteful overhead and modernize military health care. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Carrie Fisher's brother says the Star Wars star remains in a Los Angeles intensive care unit tonight after suffering a major medical emergency earlier today en route home to L.A. from Europe. But Todd Fisher would not classify her condition. Social media sites like TMZ quote sources as saying Fisher suffered a heart attack. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.